their strategy is very clear. It's discredit the report and deny what is actually happening in Zimbabwe. It's not the first time he's done this. He denied there was a food crisis last year, then turned around, of course, and asked for food aid. I think the report is very important because it comes from a neutral observer, a UN official, a Tanzanian, and I think it's very clear that some serious, serious human rights violations have taken place.
Can Mr. Mugabe extricate himself from this demolition issue?
I don't think he can extricate himself, and I'm not sure he wants to. He has proven himself rather impervious to criticism in the past. He does face a major economic crisis, and it will be very interesting to see how his negotiations with South Africa on this play out, along with his current trip to China.
The report says demolitions must stop and humanitarian assistance must flow in unhindered.
Right.
This is not happening. What are the UN's options here?
Well, the UN has some options. One, of course, is to continue the public effort and pressure and to encourage neighboring African countries to add their voice to it. The more serious step would be to bring this before the Security Council and to consider actions such as further sanctions against Zimbabwe. There are members of the Security Council who are resisting that.
Talking about bringing the issue to the Security Council, China and Russia have been reluctant to do this, saying this can best be tackled by the AU. What is your take on this?
Well, I think this is a pattern. We've seen this where China has significant economic stakes like they do in Sudan, where China has in effect protected the government against the Security Council, and I think we're seeing the same pattern here in Zimbabwe. Looking to the AU at this point is not very promising because the AU has been very reluctant to engage on the Zimbabwe situation.
What role can Mr. Mbeki play here, as some political analysts say his silent diplomacy has put him in a tight corner as the situation in Harare has taken a turn for the West?
The only leverage, the serious leverage that President Mbeki has is in the economic side, and if Mr. Mugabe really does need and want a loan from South Africa, that does give the South Africans the first real significant leverage in Zimbabwe that they've had. It'll be important to see how South Africa manages this. It would be a mistake to simply give the loan without using that leverage, and we'll have to see how that plays out.